On March 10, 1876, Alexander Graham Bell spoke on the phone for the first time, singing, "Come here, Watson, I need you." But nobody ever mentions the second thing he said. Can you hear me now?
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, hey, how's it going, guy? This is Lou and Tabby. And you know that property that we were in escrow for that hadn't quite closed, but you gave us the key anyway, and we could burn some sage and get in a groove? Well, we kind of ran into a problem.
Just a minute, dude. I just got on the phone.
The fire kind of got out of hand, and...
Hey, dude, give me some space.
Anyhow, could you post bail at county jail?
The genesis of that bit was, you don't want to give the key, you don't want to give possession to the buyer prior to close of escrow. You don't know if they're going to start burning sage and burning the house down or something else, and probably something similar to that has happened. Welcome, thank you for tuning in to your local realtor. I'm here with Talon on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. We don't need the Department of Real Estate. Today's guest, joining me in the second segment, a professor and author, Matthew Lasner. He looks like a professor. He's got a close-up photo of himself. He's got glasses and books in the background. And he is out of Hunter College in New York City, and he's going to talk about the history of the condominium. Hey, what is the difference between a condominium, a co-op, and own your own? I've heard of roll your own, but own your own. So he'll talk about that. A couple other things coming up live from New York. It's Professor Matthew Lasner. He wrote a book, wrote a couple of books, but the latest book is High Life, Condo Living in the Suburban Century. So it should be kind of interesting. We're going to be able to do a pun of the week, Motoring with Mark. Of course, the fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking home prices weekly. And year to date, we're going to do right now because it's a big, it merits its own segment. Merits its own segment. We're at the 10th week of the year 2013. And I can tell you, we've had the highest number of sales year to date. In the past 9 years. Now, don't get too excited about that. I mean, it's better than being the lowest, but, you know, it's only the first 10 weeks. We have 175 single-family closings in the first 10 weeks. That's the highest it's been. I'm looking back since 2005, when it was 166. That was the highest in 2005, that crazy market. But it's only the first 10 weeks. You know, another 4 weeks could completely change that. Remember, in 2012, we averaged almost 24 sales per week. So in 10 weeks, could have had 240 sales, right? And so now we've only averaged year to date 175, which is 17.5 sales per week. So we'll see if this year follows last year. Because in 2012, the first 10 weeks, we only averaged 15.9 sales per week. So we had 159 sales for the first 10 weeks of the year 2012, and yet in the end, we averaged nearly 24 per week. So clearly, the number of sales went up dramatically in 2012. We'll track it and see if 2013 continues to nose ahead of prior years. What about the median price? Again, you don't want to take too much into it. It's only 175 sales. Last year, the total, 2012, and again, I'm talking about single family only, no condos, co-ops or own your own. We'll discuss that in the second segment. No PUDs. Well, that's something I guess I should add to my list of questions for Professor Lasner on the history of the condo. I don't know if he mentioned PUDs. Let me write that down so I don't forget. So this is just single family residences only, just through the multiple listing service here in Santa Barbara from Carpinteria to Goleta. So the median price, you know, last year we ended up at $800,000 for the year, single family homes. And for the first 10 weeks of 2012, it was $775,000. So that went up. This year, starting off with some higher price sales, median price is almost $900,000. It's $890,000. Again, just for the first 175 sales First 10 weeks of the year 2013. We can look at condos as well. So $890, and you know, you'd have to go back to the heyday of 2005, 6, and 7, and even 08 still continued in 08, where the median price was well over $1 million. And then, of course, it dropped down into the 8s and 7s ever since, starting in 2009, but now at 890, it's kind of a little bit higher. In terms of the number of sales, I told you 175, 159 last year. You go back to the doldrums of 09, 10, and 11, you had 97 sales, 116 sales, 112 sales. Even in 08, only 108 sales. But again, just 10 weeks. Can't draw any big conclusion from it, but it's, like I say, better to start off with a good number and see some activity. Of course, you're reading throughout the country, and Santa Barbara is no exception, leading the way in a low inventory. And that's the story that's been making it very arduous for buyers to find anything that's desirable and then having to compete, in the medium end, in the high end, in the low end. It seems to be all over. Properties that had been on the market for a while going into escrow. So that's the year to date. We've given you the numbers in single family. We're rocking and rolling. Medium price, okay? Also take a look at Montecito. 33 sales in Montecito for the first 10 weeks of the year. Go back 3 years, you only had 14, 11, and 14. You'd have to go back to 2006 to find 33 sales for the first 10 weeks in Montecito. You go back to 2005, they had 45 sales for the first 10 weeks of the year. Median price, $2,730,000 out in Montecito. And last year was $1,800,000, $2.5, $2.1, $2.9 before that. So activity across the board, Montecito, I have been seeing. I think the median price is high because there have been more sales, clearly, above 890. That's why the median price is 890. Half the sales are above 890. We've seen a lot of very high-end sales, but again, that doesn't impact the median price. It'll affect the average. So we're seeing properties, you know, $1 million, $1.2 million, $1.4 million, $1.5 million, but also a ton of properties in the higher end, $3, $4, $5 million. So Montecito there hitting the first 10 weeks at 33. Now, if we look at condos, and then I'll talk about inventory. If you look at condos, year to date, first 10 weeks of the year from CARP to Goleta, just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service, started off with 63 sales for the first 10 weeks of the year. Again, a strong number, stronger than the last 4 years for the first 10 weeks, where you had 42, 35, 42, 24 in 2009. And you go back to 5, 6, and 7, 2005, 6, and 7, you had in the 60, 69, 57, 67. So we're at 63 for the first 10 weeks of the year. In condos, median price $445,000, which is the highest it's been in the last the previous 3 years. And you go back to 2009, you had $500,000, and then in the sixes for 2005, 6, and 7, and 8 on the condo median price for the first 10 weeks of the year. So condos across the board, we're selling condos and single family at a clip here. But again, the interesting part is that the number of listings in escrow has been lower compared to last year for about 13 weeks in a row. It started in week 49 of 2012. I noticed that there were fewer listings in escrow than the identical week the prior year. And this has continued for the subsequent 13 weeks. Fewer listings in escrow, but a strong high percentage. Because there's so few listings, we have a higher percentage in escrow. The end result is what's left to look at, very low. 311 single-family homes as of March 8th, 2013, or maybe March 10th, 2013, 311 single-family homes to look at, And I'm going back down here to 2005, and there hasn't been that few homes available. In other words, these are not in escrow, single-family homes. And looking back on my chart here since 2005, I'm sure you'll hear that it even hasn't been that low in even prior years, more of a long term. But I'm just looking at my own notes here since 2005. 311, that is extremely low. You know, you'd have to go back to the crazy years, 06, 07, it was 398, 382 listings to look at. Now we have 311. This is the cause of a lot of anxiety and stress and multiple offers and frustration that's going on in Santa Barbara. And if you read throughout California and parts of the country, you see it reflecting in some other areas as well. So there's your inventory. And finally, how will this guy ever shut up? 200 and the inventory active and pending, the median price is $1.5 million. That's $1.5 million and a quarter. $1.5 million. And last 2 years, the median price, this is what's active, total number of listings, including what's in escrow. That's a median price, $1.5 million. It was $1.25 million, $1.3 million last year, $1.5 million the year before. In 2009, it was $1.6 million. So we have almost 500 total listings that are on the market and in escrow. As I call it, the gross number, active and pending. Call it 500. Half of those are below $1.5 million and a quarter, and the other half above $1.5 million and a quarter. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We're going to take a quick break, come back with the professor. I'm going to talk about the history of the condominium. He's a professor of urban affairs and planning at Hunter College in New York City. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.